If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A man was hit and killed by a driver on the ramp to get to 76 in Gloucester City, Camden County, earlier this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
The incident happened on the Route 130 southbound ramp to 76, close to 2:30 in the morning. State police say the driver behind the wheel of a Mitsubishi Eclipse was on the ramp when a man got in the car's path and was hit. The victim has been identified as 60-year-old Douglas Sella from Sewell. Police did not release any information about the driver, only saying no one else was hurt, and they didn't say anything about charges being filed. Now, there's a Royal Farms and a motel nearby, but police didn't say if the victim had been coming from those spots or going there. A tow truck came by before 7 o'clock to haul away the Eclipse, which had front-end damage. After police finished the on-scene investigation, they opened up the ramp before the morning rush picked up. In Gloucester City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
They're selling needles right next to candy. It's one of the problems city council members say they're seeing 4 years after they passed a law cracking down on shops that sell drug paraphernalia. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Councilman Curtis Jones said stores selling equipment that aids the consumption of illegal drugs damage a community by providing what he called watering holes for bad actors.
There is a correlation with these bad activities that go on at a location that attract crime.
With that in mind, council has passed several laws cracking down on the stores, and they praised progress, but they also note the stores continue to proliferate because of loopholes. The hearing was to figure out strategies to close them. Jones suggested keeping sanctions in place on a location that's proved problematic so that a sale to a new owner doesn't restart enforcement from zero. Councilwoman Ketsy Luzada suggested that sanctions should follow a business owner so he can't reopen in a new place.
If he's a problem on the 3100 block of Kensington Avenue and he moves his business to the 3500 block, he's going to be a problem.
Catherine Gilmore Richardson, who called for the hearing, says she expects it to generate several new measures. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
America's water management systems could use serious improvement, according to a group of civil engineers. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty spoke with a water utility executive who says investment is sorely needed.
The American Society of Civil Engineers gave drinking water a C- and wastewater management a D+ in its recent report. New Jersey American Water VP of Engineering Don Shields says those grades have remained the same for several years, and investment is needed to reverse the stagnation.
The mains in the street, the valves, service lines, and then you kind of throw on top of that treatment plan upgrades.
Shield says New Jersey and many other states share some of the same problems from old and failing underground infrastructure, and it won't fix itself.
It catches up with you over time. I like to compare it to your house, right? There's only so many times you can fix your roof. There's only so many times you can patch a water heater. There's only so many times you can fix a leak. Eventually, you got to replace it.
The company says it plans to spend more than $40 billion on upgrades over the next 10 years. The civil engineers issued grades for many infrastructure categories, with ports receiving a B as the highest grade. Roads, schools, and energy all received a D+. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Unionized food vendors at the South Philly Sports Complex have reached a tentative contract agreement with Aramark. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The agreement ends a long contract dispute that saw vendors at the Wells Fargo Center stage a four-day strike last year. The union says the tentative contract agreement between Aramark and Unite Here Local 274 allows concession workers at Citizens Bank Park, the Wells Fargo Center, and Lincoln Financial Field to qualify for health care benefits. The contract would guarantee that all non-tipped workers make at least $20 an hour, and it gives raises of about $6 an hour to the lowest paid workers. The union, in a statement, said the six-year contracts provide wage increases retroactive to 2023 and last year. Local 274 members will vote to ratify the deal starting Wednesday at the Wells Fargo Center and Citizens Bank Park, and on Saturday, April 12th at the Link. At Citizens Bank Park, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All-Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All-Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.